This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved an increase in the minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए आज कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हरेक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
The highest absolute increase in MSP over the previous year has been recommended for Niger seed at 820 rupees per quintal, followed by ragi at 596 per quintal, cotton at 589 rupees per quintal and sesamum at 579 rupees per quintal. Among pulses, MSP of Tur has been increased by 450 rupees per quintal, moong by 86 rupees. The Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The Cabinet also gave the nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The total estimated cost of the projects is 3,399 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2029-30. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth event at Gangtok in Sikkim today. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects for the people of Sikkim and address the gathering on this occasion. Political Secretary to the Sikkim Chief Minister Bikash Basnet said that people are eagerly waiting to welcome and also listen to the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister in presence of Governor and Chief Minister of Sikkim will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects, including a 750 crore rupees 500-bedded district hospital at Namchi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today is a landmark day for the people of Bihar and Patna. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that this great city will get a new passenger terminal which can handle bigger volumes of traffic. He added that the people of Bihar have been waiting for this for many years. The foundation stone for a new civil enclave of Beta Airport will also be laid. These initiatives will lead to better connectivity and will boost commerce. The Prime Minister will also address a BJP West Bengal public meeting in Alipurduar this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the Pragati meeting, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving centre and state governments yesterday. During the meeting, the Prime Minister reviewed three major infrastructure projects worth over 62,000 crore rupees. The projects are related to the sectors of road transport, power and water resources located across various states and union territories. During a review of public grievances linked to the Real Estate Regulatory Authority, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need to improve the quality and timeliness of grievance disposal to ensure justice and fairness for home buyers. He also asked state governments to ensure the mandatory registration of all eligible real estate projects under the RERA Act. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The Met Department predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Odisha, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are expected over Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbh and West Madhya Pradesh. The IMD predicted heat wave and dust storm conditions over West Rajasthan till tomorrow. India has successfully defended its 4x400m mixed relay title at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea yesterday. The Indian quartet Rupal Chaudhary, Santosh Kumar Tamilrasan, Vishal TK and Subha Venkatesan clogged 3 minutes 18.12 seconds to win gold comfortably ahead of China and Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.